The Business Hub with Insight Associates, helping businesses better manage their money.
So here we go with a brand new feature here on The Business Hub, sponsored by, of course, the magnificent Insight Associates. And I have the man at the top, Mr. Gary Mumford, here as well. Good morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Mark.
Very excited about it because, as people will have already heard, if they've been listening to the show, that Insight Associates is now the new sponsor of The Business Hub. So welcome on board.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's an absolutely fantastic opportunity.
First of all, before we go on to this new feature, which is all about the fear of finance, do you want to just give us a very quick synopsis of what Insight Associates does so people get a grasp of where we're coming from?
Yeah, Insight Associates has been around for nearly 20 years. We prefer to call ourselves finance managers, although we are a firm of accountants, but rather different to what most people see. Our passion is helping businesses better understand their money. Their financial picture, so they get a better idea of where they are. And our starting point is, you know, how we can add value to their businesses. So we provide things like finance director roles and a fully outsourced finance department so that we can take all those worries away from them and help them manage their money better.
It's interesting you say the word outsource, because in the last 18 months, the word outsourcing and collaboration has probably been the most used couple of words on the Business Hub.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think it's becoming the way that the businesses are now. Outsourcing used to be a thing for big companies that they used to do, and now it's something which can apply for anybody. You know, people running businesses need to focus on what they're good at and get other people to do the other things that they're not so good at.
Yeah, well said. Right, so we're kicking off the feature this week, and the title of it is Fear of Finance.
Well, what we thought with Fear of Finance was that, you know, just trying to get a flavour for the sort of things that we want to cover in coming features. But most people who start businesses and those that run them really don't have good core financial skills. But why would they? Because the people that create businesses are typically technicians that can do the work that the business does. And sometimes there's other parts of their skill sets that aren't there. And few people really have a good handle on their money, whether that be in their business lives or even their personal lives. It is a common issue. And even those that appear to have a good handle on it often don't. They're just good at concealing it. You know, as I say, they normally have the good technical skills to run the business, but the financial ones are really key. And often, you know, as I say, it's a fear of what that all means, how the money works, how the finances work. And as they don't understand them, they tend to ignore it. And then, you know, it's not until it starts going wrong that they get frantic about it and then try and fix it, but actually they don't understand it. So it's a vicious circle. It's something that we've seen over and over again over many years now, that, you know, what would otherwise be a good business, because they're not getting the numbers right and not making it work properly. It's an area which I think really needs some focus. It's an area where I think a lot of the listeners could benefit from some pearls of wisdom, as you say, which we can probably add into the equation to point them in the right direction. Most businesses fail because of a lack of appreciation of their numbers. It might be other factors, but when it actually boils down to it, it's actually the fact they haven't got their numbers right in the first place that's led to those other things going wrong. And, you know, the other thing that we often talk about is that if you think about a large company, you know, I'm talking a multi-million pound concern that's grown and developed, you know, they would have a fully fledged finance department, you know, a big office full of bean counters doing whatever bean counters do, and they would have a finance director. And the finance director is often sort of like the candid friend and the confidant of the MD. And that's part of the structure that always works in large companies. They wouldn't dream of doing it any other way. Any decisions that need to be taken, the finance director's there, putting the financial angle on it and being a very key part of that decision-making process. But when you boil back down to the smaller, growing business, you know, they might have an accounts person doing the books. It's a very different approach. And it's really surprising to me that most small business owners think that's okay. And even in extremes, they might even be trying to do it themselves, maybe on the kitchen table on a Sunday afternoon after they've listened to the Business Hub on a Sunday morning.
I wonder how many people are actually doing it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So why aren't they listening to me?
Exactly.
But, you know, this is a problem. Accounts and the accounts work is seen as a chore, as something that has to be done, Whereas if you look at a large business, it's completely the other way around. It's a key part of how the business operates. And, you know, that is very much the philosophy of how we operate at Insight, is trying to change people's ways of thinking. So, you know, our involvement with the Business Hub and this feature is a good opportunity for us to try and get some of those messages across to people, to help them see things in a different way. If you're running a smaller business that's growing and you want to be a big business, then you need to start acting like a big business. And this is a very key way of going about that, getting a grip on the numbers and understanding where you're making money, where you're losing money, how you can use your money better, where it's tied up, what your cash flow is like, all those issues, which are really critical to making your business work in the long term.
Gary, it's going to be a fascinating series of help modules, really. I'm sure any businesses will be able to learn something from it and help move themselves forward and better understand their finances. Well, that's the goal, anyway.
Well, that is, absolutely, helping business better manage their money.
Yeah, love the fact that you're on board, because you fit so well with the synergy of the Business Hub, which is our strapline has always been helping anyone in business succeed. Mm. I know we haven't got time to go into great detail now, but can you give us a synopsis of, you're going to be here every week, what sort of things are going to be coming up on the show?
Well, some of the things that we were thinking about covering is, you know, obviously accounting, accountants, cash flow, the difference between cash and profit and understanding how that works, things about funding your business, you know, and the alternative ways you might do that, and what to do if it all goes wrong, which is something which people often don't have a good appreciation for, you know, and it goes on. But we're keen actually also to get people's feedback and get some ideas from the listeners as to what they might want us to cover, what areas are worrying them, what areas do they think they don't really understand as well as they like, and then we can address those issues as well.
Superb. Lay down the gauntlet, ask the questions. For people that want more information, Gary, or they want to get in touch with you, where do they find you?
Best way is probably going to our website, which is www.insightassociates.co.uk,
and they can leave you a question there, maybe.
Yeah, we can organise that. That's no problem. Or they can drop me an email at gmumford@insightassociates.co.uk.
Gary Mumford, pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your support, and look forward to having you on next week.
Thanks very much, Mark.
The Business Hub with Insight Associates, helping you watch the kitty.
Are you tired of spending all week working on the business and all weekend working on the accounts? Do you have big plans for the future but lack the financial know-how to get you there? Outsourcing your accounts department to Insight Associates will give you fewer money and accounting headaches, improved cash flow, reduced financial risk and better profitability, access to your own finance director, better funding options, and more time to focus on your business.
While you're growing your business, who's watching the kitty? Call Insight Associates now on 0800 180 4265.